Hello, hello guys, this is me, Alireza from Taiwan Channels, and in this podcast, I decided to talk about the first main audio of the Power English lessons. But before that, I prefer a little bit talk to you. And I want to tell you some important points about all of my podcasts that I will recording that. The first thing is, I don't use any text, and I will not use any text because I believe that speaking without using text, without using any transcript, will help us to improve our English speaking skill better and faster. Also, I'm sorry because I promise some guys in the club that I will record a podcast very soon, of course in the past. But I didn't record any podcast for them. And for that I'm sorry. But I have my reason because this day are the day of the exam, and I am practicing and reading my lessons for exam. However, here we go. These lessons are called Power English. This is the first thing. And AJ says, talk about two important points. I don't want to retell again this story, because this is bad. I want to tell everything that come to my mind. AJ says that psychology is important than the method, and the method you use to study, the schools you go to, the school you go to, the books you use to study when you learn English. And also, this is very important for you, before you listen to any English lesson, to get into a peak emotional state. If you in a peak emotional state, if you feel very good, you will vocabulary words faster, better, and longer. Your pronunciation improve better and faster, and you're learning better. And also, if you want to get to a peak emotional state, you can listen to the exciting music, listen to the exciting and happy music, act like a crazy person. And then, when you feel really great, when you're in a peak emotional state, you can listen to the lesson. And let me tell you about reading the lesson. There is three sections. The first section is main audio, second is vocabulary, and mini story. At first, you will listen to the main audio, then listen to the vocabulary section. In the vocabulary section, I will discuss about some of the meaning, some of the different meaning that I use. And finally, is mini stories. Mini stories are the most important point. The most important things. The mini stories designed for deep learning. In the mini stories, I will tell the stories and I will ask the story. While I'm telling the story. Of course, I don't tell the story. I ask the stories. I ask very easy questions. And I want you to to answer to the question very quickly, automatically. Of course, short answers are better. Better than the big line, better than the answer with line, big line sentence. So the another important point is I don't want you translate from your language to English or from English into your language. This is very bad habit. It makes you speak slowly. And my father is coming, and I will record later. So now I'm stopped.
Hello again. I am recording my podcast again. Not again. Continue of my last podcast. I'm sorry, my father was coming to my room, and for that I stopped recording. And so where we were, I think that we were here. I don't wanna you to translate from your language to English or from English to your language. It's a bad habit. It make you speak slowly. Don't interrupt that process by analyzing. So the another important point is when you listen to the lesson, do something with your body. It will keep your energy high. I recommend just walking. With walking, you do four things. You exercise, you improve your mind, you improve your English. And finally, the final important point is use our deep learning method. There are three sections. You wanna listen to those a lot. For example, the main this set of lessons means the first lesson. You wanna listen to them 1 week or more. You can listen to the main audio once or twice every day, and then listen to the vocabulary once or twice every day, and then listen to the mini story. The mini story is most important lesson that you can listen to it more. For example, 1, 2, 3, 4. Every time that you need. And another point that I remember is don't try to memorize anything. Just let it come in, let the English come into your ears and come into your eyes. It is eventually come out of your mouth. So I think that's enough. This is my second podcast. My last podcast was about the same lesson, but mini story. And this is about main audio. And again, I'm sorry, because I promise you, but I didn't. So thanks for listening to my podcast, and see you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.